Chris, a few days on, is it all still sinking in, or how are you feeling now a couple of days after?
No good, and I suppose in the position I'm in, it has to sink in perhaps a little bit quicker than everybody else, because I have to prepare a team, of course, for tomorrow and these next two games. And what we want to be able to do is we want to make a good account of ourselves. We've managed to do that all season, and it's not something that we want to stop now. So I'm the one that has to perhaps focus that little bit more. But everything that's surrounding the last few days is has been expected, you know. And you, I think when the club, the players, the staff achieve what we've achieved this season, you know, I think everything over the last few days goes with it, and it just shows what it means to everybody. We saw signs of the opposite, you know, the disappointment of last season, and we very much saw what that meant, and you know, we're on the other side of it now. So as expected, everybody very, very much has enjoyed it. Yes, I have to be a little bit more sensible, yes.
What have you made of how well-received the club and the reaction and the celebrations has been on a national basis, and also the way that the players have been sort of celebrating with the fans? It sort of seems quite special to this football club.
It does, and I think probably because of an area as well, a catchment area. One good thing that's very much come out of it is you know, the history of this football club. Some would have been aware, of course, if you're a Brighton supporter and have been around the Brighton area, you would be aware, but I suppose nationally there would be an awful lot of people that wouldn't have been aware of what the club have gone through, you know, the last 20 years or so. And I think that's one nice part that's come from it, and I think that's been very, very well received. But I also think it's I've always felt that Brighton is a very popular, you know, football club, and you know, possibly it might be because, you know, there aren't too many rivalries, of course, for where we're situated, and I think there's a general good feel that we've managed to achieve it.
A lot of the fans are already putting June the 14th in their diary. Are there any particular ones that you look forward to most when you look at it now at this stage?
For the fixtures, first game, I suppose. I think what's certainly for the supporters, you want a home game, and I was going to say a big game, you know, for a first home game, but you know, there'll be 19 big games for us. And whoever that is, it's going to be a sellout and a wonderful occasion. So no, I think you perhaps just want, you know, when the fixtures come and you look at the balance of the games over a period of time, I suppose it would be nice to have in some ways not as difficult a start as it could be, you know. And I think probably that's the thing, is if it's fairly well spread out over, you know, over a season, then you'd like to think that will help in some way.
In terms of the next challenge, there is another prize on offer. How important is it that you achieve the title as well?
Well, it's the very next most important thing now. We've achieved what we want to achieve, and that of course has been by far the biggest thing that we wanted to achieve this season. But we're in the business of competition, and competition means winning as many games as you can, trying to achieve what you can, and that the next big challenge has got to be winning it now. And there will be a better feel for this group of players now and in the future, you know, if we were able to go up as champions.
And what about Norwich? You're going back to your former club. I know it's not totally relevant in the grand scheme of things, but a club that probably would have maybe expected to maybe be where Albion are rather than where they are this season.
Yes, and I think even with the form of Newcastle of late, it's just a real strong testament to this division and how difficult this division is. And yes, Norwich are a team that we would have expected to have been in the top six, and only because of their history in the last few seasons. Of course, having been in the Premier League, but it's a very, very difficult division. And wherever we were going tomorrow, it's a game that I would want to win, and it's a game that I would want to win as quick as possible. But they have very good form. Obviously, their last home game was an emphatic win. One away from home in their last game. So I think they're probably just setting themselves very much up for trying to finish the season as strong as they can, and we've got to be very conscious of that.